England, which is no longer a democracy, sometime in the next century.
Poppies by George Talley, with Peter Marinka as Peter Dawson, Blaine Fairman as Chas Wagner, and Terry Malloy as Chief Superintendent Bird. Poppies.
Son, right? I've been here all evening. Now, my gun's right behind me. One wrong word.
Jack Maloney. We've been looking for you.
Leave it. Don't you try it. All right, sir.
Yes, thank you, Sergeant. Get the gun, will you?
You're not going to do anything silly, are you, Jack?
It isn't worth it, is it?
And you've never done anything that wasn't worth it, have you, Jack?
Sergeant, meet Jack Maloney. He's going to be very useful to us, aren't you, Jack?
We shall be cruising at a speed of 650 miles an hour at a height of 35,000 feet. And we should arrive at Heathrow, London, in approximately 3 hours' time. Have a nice flight.
Have a nice day. Do you mind if I smoke?
No, go ahead.
My wife was always trying to get me to give up. Now she's dead. I've given up trying to give up.
Oh.
Have you been to Britain before?
No. No, it's my first time.
I hope you enjoy your visit. Is it for business or for pleasure?
Oh, business. It's not a... Sorry, I didn't mean to be rude. The name's Peter. Peter Dawson.
How do you do? And what sort of business are you in?
Vacuum cleaners.
Vacuum cleaners.
Yeah. Always good for a laugh. Vacuum cleaner salesman. Actually, I'm an engineer. Yeah, I set up my own company a couple of years ago. But to market an industrial cleaner I designed, rather than sell it to one of the big boys.
So, a man of talent. And the business is doing well?
Yeah. Well, okay. Actually, this trip's quite an opportunity for me. I've landed a big contract supplying industrial cleaners to one of your top companies. Well, corporations, you call them, don't you?
Really? Which corporation is that?
British Nuclear.
Well, that's quite a coup for a 2-year-old company. How did you manage it?
friend of mine in the U.S. Embassy fixed it up for me. An old college pal. He knows Lord Cregan, the head of British Nuclear.
Well, that's very lucky for you.
Yeah. Hey, see that small fat man over the aisle? The one with the gold rings? He's been stuffing himself with food ever since we took off. What an appetite.
So the contract is all signed and sealed?
No, that'll be done when I see Lord Cregan. But it's all agreed. Are there still food shortages in Britain, then?
It depends where you live. Your friend in the embassy must have a lot of influence.
Yeah, I guess he has. What do you do for a living, Mr.
Bird?
So what do you do for a living, Mr. Bird?
Oh, I check one thing against another. It's very boring.
You like asking questions more than answering them, don't you?
Well, that's just healthy curiosity, Mr. Dawson.
Well, as healthy curiosity, tell me, when does democracy return to your great country, Mr. Bird?
Can I give you a piece of advice?
Yeah.
Enjoy your stay in Britain. Do the business you came to do. Discuss politics when you return to the States. It's something we've learned to leave alone.
Hi there.
Hey, man, it's great to see you. How you doing? Hey, it's wonderful to see. Hey, give me your trolley.
I can push a trolley.
Hey, come on, Pete, I'll take it.
Do me a favor, Chas.
What?
The name's Peter, not Pete.
Well, you always used to be Pete.
To you, and that was a long time ago.
Oh, right, okay. Hey, do you have a good flight?
Okay. Apart from the character I sat next to.
Oh?
A lot of police around. Something going on?
Oh, no, it's always like that. Airport security, you know.
Did British police carry guns?
Boy, are you out of date.
Who are the characters with their flashy black uniforms? Airport police?
No, they're not. Hang on, Peter. Till we get to the car, I'll tell you about them when I drive to London, okay?
The characters in the flashy black uniforms are poppies. Public Order Police, P-O-P, pop.
Yeah, I should have known. Yeah, I've been reading about them.
That's so? See, I never know what gets through back home. They were formed by putting the old Special Branch and MI5 together. Only now they go in for a high public profile. You can't intimidate in secret, can you?
If it happened here, it could happen to us.
What, a coup? Ah, never.
Why not?
Just a constitution.
It's a paper, that's all.
And we don't have their left-wing politics. It goes way back. Did you know Marx was buried here?
You mean we'd never have a right-wing coup because we never have a left-wing government?
Yeah, I suppose.
You may be right. Britain had a right-wing government for years. It was only when she changed back to Labour that the coup happened.
Well, at least the generals got the violence off the streets. What time are you meeting Cregan?
3:00.
Well, we'll drop your things at the hotel, and then I'll take you there. But then I'll have to get back to the embassy.
Thanks, Jazz. Really, I'm grateful.
Anything for an old buddy. Say, you remember Alex?
Do I remember Alex?
You did know she was Lord Gregan's daughter.
What? Alex? You're joking.
Same name.
Yeah, but I didn't know about a title.
That just came a couple of years ago.
And you might have warned me.
I am.
Does she know I'm over here?
No.
Well, let's keep it that way, shall we?
Well, I thought you might be interested.
You're kidding. Alex? Anyway, I'm married now.
It's a long way home, Pete.
Peter, I'll tell you, Chaz, if I wanted a screw on the side, Alex is the last woman I'd touch. Oh, she's trouble with a big T.
That's not the way you used to feel.
I was just a kid.
Hey, there's a car been following us all the way from the airport.
Are you sure?
Yep. I got a sixth sense for these things. Hang on. I'm going to brake hard. You take a good look at the driver.
Oh, Christ, Chaz.
Well, what does he look like?
I think... yeah. Someone from the plane. A fat man. Small and fat. How long is he going to be? The appointment was at 3 o'clock.
He does know you're here, Mr. Dawson. He's very busy. He'll buzz when he's ready. Yes, Lord Craven.
Send him in.
Very good, sir. You can go in now.
Thank you.
Hello.
Sit down.
Thank you.
Mr. Dawson.
Yes.
Tell me about your company, Mr. Dawson.
Well, I started out a couple of years ago. When I took a patent out on my cleaner, I had several offers. Good offers from big internationals. But, I wanted to keep control of what I thought was a very good idea. And I suppose I don't like working for other people too much.
With this contract, you'd be working for British Nuclear.
Well, yes, but not as an employee.
That doesn't suit your temperament, hmm? Britain is not a country for small businesses any longer, Mr. Dawson. We've become what is known as a corporate state. Effectively, the big corporations control the country. Your company is not only the smallest, but the only foreign one to make a tender. We have the contract for supplying warheads for the British nuclear deterrent. National security is involved. How do I convince my board that you should be chosen?
Because the product's good. It's the best industrial cleaner on the market. And well, Britain and the U.S. are allies. May I ask what other companies have tendered?
All the major ones that can supply to our specifications, naturally.
I see. Look, I'm sorry. I think there must be some kind of misunderstanding. When Chaz Wagner spoke to me, he gave me the impression that, well, my cleaner was so far ahead in its field that there'd be no question.
I see. You thought the contract was yours.
I thought we were just working out the details.
Oh, no, Mr. Dawson. It's too large a contract to do it that way.
Right. I'm sorry. My cleaner not only meets all your specifications, but... Craigan.
Seeing Daddy?
Well, I guess.
What for?
Business. Contract. Well, maybe. I've got my own company now, selling industrial cleaners.
Oh, Peter. Well, how long are you here? You weren't going to go without seeing me, were you?
I'm sorry. I've got to fly back tonight.
Oh, Peter, you can't.
I'm sorry, Alex, really. You know I'm married now.
No, I didn't. Well, I'm glad. She's a lucky woman. Is she with you?
No.
Well, let's meet then. You can't go without seeing me. You can't possibly.
I'm going home, Alex, this evening, if I can get a flight. I'm sorry, it'll have to be next time.
Well, stay over one night. Well, Daddy's having a party this evening.
Oh, really, it's great to see you. If I'm in London again, I'll ring you.
Peter!
I must go, I'm sorry. Goodbye. Oh.
Hello, U.S. Embassy. I want to speak to Mr. Wagner, please. Chaz Wagner. Hello, can I speak to Mr. Wagner, please? When will he be back? Oh, will you take a message, please? Thank you. Will you tell him his old college buddy's on his way home, and he's hopping mad, and he wouldn't mind his airfare refunded, and... I'll never mind. Have you got all that? Yes, that's right. Thank you.
Peter Dawson?
Yeah?
Hey, who asked you...
Public order, police. Sit down. Sit down.
Are you going somewhere, Mr. Dawson?
Yeah, I'm going home.
Why did you come to Britain?
What's that got to do with you?
Answer the question, Dawson.
I don't believe this.
Please cooperate, Mr. Dawson. My friend can be very unpleasant.
I don't like being bullied.
Then please answer the question.
I came on business.
What kind of business?
Industrial cleaners.
Go on.
I came to sign a contract with Lord Cregan, head of British...
We know who he is.
So you are selling industrial cleaners to British Nuclear. I assume it is selling, Mr. Dawson.
Yeah.
You don't buy vacuum cleaners from British Nuclear, do you?
No.
No. They haven't made a nuclear vacuum cleaner yet, have they?
This is silly.
Shut up.
The thing is, I don't believe you, Mr. Dawson.
What?
It doesn't seem very likely that British Nuclear would buy vacuum cleaners from you. You're a very small company, aren't you?
Well...
And Britain manufactures its own vacuum cleaners. May I see the contract?
The contract.
I haven't got one.
You said you came to sign it. You must have a copy.
There was a misunderstanding. Cregan didn't sign it.
Oh, dear. A misunderstanding. How sad. What's the real reason for your visit, Mr. Dawson?
What do you mean? I've told you the real reason. It was a misunderstanding. I thought the deal had been arranged. I came to sign a contract and discuss details. But it hadn't been arranged. It was a mistake.
That sounds a bit stupid to me.
Yeah, well, maybe it was. Is it a crime to be stupid in this country?
That depends, Mr. Dawson, on why you're here.
I told you.
What's going on?
Who are you?
Wagner, Chaz Wagner, U.S. Embassy Consular Department. What's going on?
Do you know this man?
Yeah. He's Peter Dawson. He's an American businessman. I can vouch for him.
What's his business here?
I told you.
Shut up.
To supply industrial cleaners to British Nuclear.
May I see your identification, please?
Sure. Here.
Very well. Make sure you go home, Mr. Dawson. Don't get involved in anything that isn't your business.
Now, look.
Be quiet, Peter.
Good day.
Good day.
What the hell was all that about?
Are you okay, Peter?
Yeah, I'm okay. No thanks to you.
I don't understand. What's wrong?
What's wrong? You told me that contract was in the bag.
Yeah, that's right.
Like hell it is. Didn't you know a lot of other companies were tendering for the deal?
No.
British companies, much bigger than mine. I won't even get a look in. He practically said he was doing me a favor, seeing...
I'm sorry, Pete. I didn't know.
I don't believe you.
But I'm a government man, Pete. Business isn't my field.
You're supposed to be looking after our interests over here, aren't you?
Look, I'm sure I can sort this out.
I don't want you to sort anything out, Chaz. It was a waste of time me coming over here. And a waste of money. I'd never have come if I'd realized. I'm going home. I'm catching the first plane back, and I hope I never see this damn country again.
Oh, come on. Give me a break, eh? That guy owes me. I don't know what's happened, but I know I can get you that contract.
I've heard it all before, Chaz.
What am I getting out of this? I'm just trying to do an old college buddy a favor, that's all. If anything's gone wrong, it's not my fault.
I'm sorry. That contract was a big thing for me. It's a big letdown.
You haven't lost it yet.
I don't know. Those two goons upset me. I don't often feel as angry.
Oh, it's my boy.
Cregan wants a deal with a British company. Made a big thing about national security, because they've got the nuclear deterrent contract.
Yeah, and there's another corporation wants that contract. United Kingdom Armaments Corporation.
So what?
Well, UKAC is led by a character called Lord Gort. He pays all the senior poppy officers an extra salary. They call it sponsorship. So even Cregan has to be careful. Look, I've got an idea. Stay till tomorrow. I'm sure I can get you this contract. I just need to remind Cregan who his friends are. He's got a big party on tonight, and I've got an invitation. If I work on him, I guarantee by tomorrow that contract's yours.
Keep the change.
Holy smoke. Cregan must be loaded.
What do you expect? He's not on welfare, that's for sure. Come on.
Chaz, hello. I'm glad you could come.
Lord Cregan, I believe you've met Peter Dawson.
Oh, yes, we met this afternoon. I thought you were going home, Mr. Dawson.
Yeah, I was going to.
I asked him to come, Daddy. He's an old friend from the States.
Oh, well, enjoy yourself, Mr. Dawson.
Thank you, sir.
I'll see you later, Peter.
Right.
Oh, good evening. How good of you to come. Don't talk to me about the repatriation payment. Waste of money. The ones that are left will just keep on breeding. Soon be back where we were. No, money down the drain.
Why on earth do you keep her?
She's young and vulnerable and... I like Scandinavians, don't you? They're so healthy and so Nordic.
But they're no cheaper than a proper nanny any longer. And much more trouble.
I know, but... Well, you can't sit and gossip with a nanny, can you?
Oh, you're mad, darling. Quite mad. You shouldn't let yourself get so involved.
His old hat, isn't it? Incentive for initiative was a good slogan 15 years ago, but it's not what we need any longer. No, 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 no. Business is organised now. What we want is stability.
You mean you don't like competition?
Where it's appropriate, yes, of course.
But some of them do get a little greedy.
Some of them live like kings.
Yes, largely by what I pay them, I imagine. But if I didn't, the Americans or the Russians would be in like a shot.
Yeah. Hello.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to intrude. I'm Peter Dawson, over here on business.
That's all right. I was just saying that if I didn't spend a fortune on backhanders, I'd lose all my African trade to your countrymen, Mr. Dawson.
Is that so?
Well, now I know what to do.
We're giving away state secrets.
It's only like tipping, isn't it? A little payment for a bit of preferential treatment. It's only human nature.
Damned expensive for me. But isn't it the same in England? What do you mean?
I hear one of your big corporations pays a regular salary to poppy officers.
I guess that must be for preferential treatment.
The most able officers do get a sponsorship grant, yes. But that's a public-spirited gesture made to avoid what we've been talking about. There are no strings attached. I'm sorry, there's someone over there I need to see. Excuse me, gentlemen.
No strings? That was Lord Gort, chairman of the UK Armaments Corporation, which distributes the grants.
Ah, the sponsorship grants he pays aren't secret, Mr. Dawson. They're like the sponsorship socialist MPs used to get from the old trade unions.
But I bet only the officers who see things his way get them. Now, look here.
Peter, darling. Good evening, Freddy.
Oh, good evening.
Do you mind if I drag Peter away? We haven't seen each other for simply ages.
Delighted.
Thanks. You came at the right time.
Were you having an argument?
Yeah, nearly.
Not a good idea. Agree with everything, whatever it is. Let's go through here. It'll be quieter.
They're a bunch of...
freaks. Sit next to me so we can talk.
Aren't they friends of yours?
Friends? You're joking. With friends like these, who needs enemies? No one here has friends. The generals stay in control by manipulating the balance of power between the corporations. These people all hate each other because they're all scared of each other, and they're right. There isn't one of them that wouldn't stick the knife in if they thought there was an advantage in it.
You all right, Miss Alex?
Yes, thank you, Martha.
Another glass of champagne, sir.
Oh, thanks.
What I'd like, Martha, is a large gin.
That wouldn't be a good idea, Miss Alex. Not on top of all that champagne.
Oh, please, Martha.
Oh, all right then, Miss Alex. I suppose if I don't, you'll only go and get it for yourself.
Martha, you are a dear.
Who's Martha? The way she looked at me, I thought my fly was undone.
She gets very protective. She came here as a nursery maid when I was very small. She's the nearest thing to a mother I've known. She probably thought you had designs on me. I often think about us in the States.
Oh?
I behaved like a complete bitch, didn't I?
Oh, it was a long time ago.
I was very young, and I'm sorry. I've had to do a lot of growing up. I did care about you. I've always felt guilty about it. You do care about me, don't you?
Yeah, of course I do.
So, what do you think of Britain now that you've finally come here?
I hate it.
So do I. So do I. It's horrid. It's state-controlled gangsterism oppressing the people.
Oh, yes.
Peter, I'm in love with someone.
I'm very glad, Alex.
But it's secret. No one knows.
Oh.
Oh, he's wonderful. He hates the way Britain is. He hates fascism. And he's trying to do something about it.
Yeah?
But, well, it's very dangerous standing up to the way things are here. He's in trouble. Oh, I'd love you to meet him. I don't know what to do. He needs help. I've always respected you, Peter. Would you come and meet him? Oh, you'd like him. He's your sort of person. When he does something, he does it all the way. Would you come and talk to him for me?
Alex, I can't. I'm going home tomorrow. I'm booked on an afternoon flight.
But you could see him in the morning. I could take you tonight. There's time. Please, Peter.
No, Alex, I can't. POP's already watching me. I don't know why. Two of their thugs came to the hotel. It'd be too dangerous.
Oh, please, Peter. For me, for old time's sake. We had some wonderful times, didn't we? You care about me, don't you?
I said I did.
I heard your wife rather looks like me.
Oh, yeah, I suppose she does. A bit.
I'm flattered.
Here's your gin, Miss Alex.
Go away, Martha.
Now, look here.
Alex, I can't come. I've got a daughter, too. I've got them both to think about.
And obviously you don't care enough about me. Don't you think you owe me anything? You're as stubborn as you used to be. Maybe we could have made a go of it if you hadn't been so bloody-minded.
What do you say to her?
Nothing.
Miss Alex?
Oh, Lord.
Splendid so Craigan.
Thank you. It was really good.
Absolutely.
Yes,
good night.
Lord Craigan.
Ah, Mr. Dawson.
I must go. Thank you for letting me come tonight.
Excuse me, my friend.
Yes, certainly.
Well, I hope you've enjoyed it. I know it won't make up for the misunderstanding this afternoon.
I don't think that was your fault.
No. How did you come to know my daughter?
Back in the States, some years ago.
Ah, yes. Well, please, be kind to her. Mr. Dawson, she's not as strong as she might appear to be.
Well, yes, of course.
Peter, I've been looking for you.
Lord Craigan?
I'm
just going.
Oh, come on, not yet.
Excuse me. Good night, Mr. Dawson.
Good night, sir.
You can't go already. It's hardly begun.
Have you talked to him about the contract?
Not yet. I haven't had a chance. There's plenty of time. Come on, stay.
No, thanks. I've had enough. Tell me how you get on. I can always phone.
How did you make out with Alex?
I didn't.
Oh. I'm sorry.
I'm going back to the hotel. Don't suppose you'd like to join me?
No, thanks. I've got to talk to Lord Craigan, haven't I?
Huh. Right. Well,
I'll come out with you. Come on.
Thanks for trying, Jazz. I think maybe this contract had overstretched me anyway.
Don't you think like that? Hey.
What?
On the other side of the road, don't look, parked car. There's a man in it eating something. And it's the same one. The one who was on the M4 and in your hotel. A small fat man. Maybe I better come with you after all.
Hell no, Chaz. If he wants to spend the night sitting in a parked car, I don't give a damn. Now, I think what I need is a bit of peace and some fresh air.
Okay.
Thanks for everything. I'll see you stateside.
No, I'll see you tomorrow. I'll take you back to Heathrow.
Thanks. See ya.
See ya.
Hey.
Papers.
What?
Papers, he said. Deaf, are you?
No, I'm not deaf. My passport's back at the hotel.
It's a criminal offense to be out without your papers.
I didn't know that.
You should know, shouldn't you?
What do you mean?
Hey! We tried to tell you this afternoon.
You should have listened, shouldn't you?
Take your hands off me.
You didn't take the warning, did you?
You go. Don't interfere with things that don't concern you.
I don't know what you...
I don't know what you're talking about.
You just make sure you go straight up
and don't come back.
G.I.D. Teacher Bear?
Yeah. Get rid of him. Charge him with not having his papers.
Come on. On your feet. You. Is this why you've been following me?
Hey!
Come on. Stay there.
Hey! Stop! Leave him alone! Hey!
Chaz!
Hey!
Stop the car!
You stay where you are. You're under arrest.
On what charge?
Being in a public place without identification.
That's ridiculous! Let me out!
If you're daft enough to jump out, we'll only come and arrest you again. So you sit quiet. There's a good boy. Bravo Delta 3 to base.
Yes, Bravo Delta 3.
Suspect is with me. Repeat, with me. I'm bringing him in.
Suspect? You said I'm arrested for having no papers. What the hell am I suspected of?
Oh, do be quiet.
Is this Scotland Yard?
No. This is better than Scotland Yard. This is Bow Street Police Station. The oldest police station in the world. You're privileged, you are. Only special villains come here.
Yeah? Gestapo Torture Center, is it?
Out! In here. Sit down and wait. On the stool. In front of the desk.
You.
Yes, me. I'm Chief Superintendent Budd, CID. The cherub by the door who brought you in is Detective Sergeant Morgan.
I suppose I'm not that surprised. Now I know why you wouldn't tell me what you do for a living.
Now I want to know your real reasons for coming to Britain, Mr. Dawson.
Well, you got that out of me on the plane. I came to sign a contract with Lord Cregan, at British Nuclear.
And have you signed it?
No, you know I haven't. I told your boys that this afternoon.
My boys?
Yeah, your two thugs who came to the hotel. And the other two characters he just set onto me.
Well, they were nothing to do with me, Mr. Dawson. In fact, you've been brought here for your own protection.
Oh, yeah? Tell me another one. I suppose our meeting on the plane was no coincidence.
We'd had a tip-off that you were coming to Britain to make contact with certain criminals here.
What? You're insane.
Probably, but I'm giving you a chance to reconsider. It would be in your interests to cooperate with us.
Cooperate? With you? Like hell.
Why not?
Because I don't like being pushed around, that's why.
Yes. Well, tell him he can't. I see. Well, send him up. Your friend... Chaz Wagner is downstairs. He's demanding to see you.
Great. I warn you, he's from the U.S. Embassy.
Oh, I know that, Mr. Dawson. I know it very well. You're making life very difficult for us.
I think you've got it the wrong way round, Superintendent.
Chief Superintendent.
Pete, you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. Thanks. Thanks for coming.
I'm Chaz Wagner, U.S. Embassy Consular Department.
I know.
You're holding a U.S. citizen, and I want to know why.
For the moment, the charge is not having identification papers, but he's being held because he's a suspect in a criminal investigation.
What investigation?
I'm not at liberty to tell you that.
I bet. What's criminal in this country is a matter of a point of view, isn't it?
Is it? I think it's a matter of law, Mr. Wagner. I think an investigation into your activities would be very interesting. It's a pity you hide behind the protection of the U.S. Embassy.
Gee, that must be frustrating for you. Come on, Pete, let's go home.
Mr. Wagner, how did you know where to come?
I told you.
Bow Street isn't the only place I could have taken him. How did you do it?
Strings.
Well, you did it surprisingly quickly.
You got it.
I'd like to know which strings you pulled.
I bet you would. Come on, Pete.
problem.
I'd only been there half an hour. He must have moved like lightning. What's Bird got against him?
Not here, Pete. Watch the taxi. Wait until we get further away.
Why? Hey, what is this place?
It's the Royal Opera House. They must have just finished. We'll follow them through in Covent Garden. We should be safe enough in a crowd so long as we're careful. Just keep an eye on the people around us. Make sure there's no one person who sticks around too long.
They're not going to follow us, are they?
Come on, Pete.
Peter.
Hell, Peter, wake up. You still haven't got it, have you? The reason that Bird would like to get his hands on me is because he knows I've been using my position at the embassy to help the underground opposition.
What?
Officially, for Uncle Sam. I'm intelligence.
Intelligence?
The CIA, Peter, the firm. Shut your mouth, will you? You look like a goldfish.
Chaz, I mean, at college, you were always the last one to
take anything seriously, right, I know. I learned that young. It's a useful front. But I take Bird very seriously. He's the kind of policeman that keeps fascists in power. He's married to his job, and he obeys orders without question. So what do you feel about fascists, Peter? What do you think about what's happened in Britain?
You know what I think. We talked about it. I hate them.
Peter, I know Alex asked you to meet her boyfriend.
How do you know that?
Well, I think you should. He's a brave man. He's done a lot of good things, but his luck's running out. We've got to get him out of the country. Will you meet him?
Is this why you brought me to England? Was there ever a contract with Lord Cregan?
No.
So the meeting with Alex wasn't a coincidence. The whole thing was a setup.
I'm sorry.
For God's sake, Jess.
Well, what do you want me to say? I'm sorry. I told you I'm sorry. I'm sorry I used you. I know this buddy-buddy act's a load of bull. I told you it's a front, didn't I? But things do matter. Some things matter a hell of a lot. I hate what's going on here. So no, I'm not sorry I used you, because I'd do it again. I don't want to, but some things are more important. Now you can help us. You can help save lives, lives like your wife and kids at home. And you can help end this jackboot government, and that'll save more lives. Yeah, I'd use you again if I had to. I'd use you again.
Christ, everything's upside down.
Yeah, it's a war. You found out how they push you around? Well, I've been seeing it for years. Help us, Pete. At least come and listen. Meet this guy, that's all. Then make up your own mind.
Okay.
Army roadblock coming up. Let me do the talking.
Going?
Marlow Road.
Why?
Visiting a sick employee.
Where have you come from?
United States Embassy.
Papers?
Why is he walking on the back?
Checking I got a CD plate. If I didn't have my diplomatic papers, I'd be turned back, maybe arrested.
Go straight there and come straight back.
Thank you. How fit are you?
Okay.
I'll park away from where we're going, then it'll be a scramble across some back lots. Go in the back way. Make sure we're not followed.
Looks very run down.
It is. Welcome to Brixton.
Light.
Blanket on the window. Hi.
Any Anybody see you?
No, it's okay.
Arthur.
Hello. Go on through. Thanks.
Madame Luigi!
Shh! You be quiet. They're upstairs. Go on up. They're waiting.
That was Martha's husband. He'd been out of work for 20 years. Oh. Hello?
Hello? Oh. Hello, Chaz.
Hi. This is Peter Dawson. Peter, meet Jack Maloney.
Hi.
Come in.
My God.
Hello, Peter.
Alex.
Hello, Uncle Chaz.
Hi, Katie.
Katie, say hello to the other gentleman. Say hello, Peter.
Hello, Peter. I'm four.
Oh, good. Hi, Katie.
What do you think of my family, Mr. Dawson?
Great.
They're all I've got. Everything in the world.
Look, forgive me. Kind of a surprise. I didn't know you had a daughter, Alex.
Why should you?
Well, she's not actually Alex's daughter. She's Jack's.
Oh.
She's mine now, though. Aren't you my little sweet?
Sit on somebody.
Thanks. Okay. Let's get down to it. Now, Jack's been doing great work. Sabotaging communication, stealing money for funds, even assassination, you name it, he's done it.
My God.
But he's got to leave the country. His face has got too well known. He could find a way out on his own, but it'd be risky taking Alex and Katie with him.
And I won't go without them.
I see. Can't Alex just get on a plane and take Katie with her? They're not going to stop Alex and a four-year-old, are they?
Yes, they would, for two reasons. One, Katie needs a passport.
Oh, but you could arrange
two,
that.
Two, Alex has a criminal record.
What?
Only what these bloody Nazis are called criminal.
It was after we split up in the States 10 years ago. I couldn't get off the drugs. It got worse, and in the end someone told Daddy about it, and he was wonderful.
Yeah, they're kidnapped.
Kidnapped?
Well, practically. He had her brought back to England.
And he had me looked after. Got me dried out.
The trouble is, this country's very tough on drugs offenders. It's one of the issues which gets the junta popular support. Addicts are considered potential pushers. They have to be registered and report to a police station once a week.
Drug pushing is classed as an offense against the state. That means they can hang you if they want.
But you weren't pushing the drugs. You were just a user, weren't you? That was back in the States.
It doesn't make any difference. She should still have been registered.
It's a technical offense, but unfortunately, Pop knows about it. And Pop is largely controlled by Lord Gort.
Lord Gort?
And he'd like to discredit Cregan, Alex's dad, because Cregan has the nuclear deterrent contract.
And Gort wants it.
You mean Gort is using the public order police to try to get at Cregan?
Well, the drugs offense alone isn't enough, not to discredit someone like Cregan, but if Gort and Pop were able to prove a liaison between his daughter and a known communist terrorist, they'd have all they need.
Communist? Are you a communist?
Yes. So?
Okay. Okay. Now, what matters is that if Alex tries to leave the country, the automatic passport computer check would refer to the secret Pop file. That would throw up her drug history, and she'd be taken aside for interrogation.
And if I had Katie with me, they could link her with Jack. It'd ruin my father.
Okay, I see you've got a problem, but couldn't someone else take Katie out?
Exactly, Pete, you've got it.
What?
Think about it.
I'm thinking. Oh, now look.
We chose you, Pete. We chose you deliberately. None of this was a coincidence at any point. The firm made a search for lookalikes. Alex looks a bit like your wife, and Katie is the same age as your daughter. All she needs is the right haircut. We've got copies of your wife's and your daughter's passports at the embassy. All you have to do is fly out with them. Mr. and Mrs. Dawson and their little daughter.
No way. Sorry, but no way. Anything could go wrong. I've got a real wife and daughter at home. I've got them to think
Pete,
about.
Pete, there's nothing to...
Peter!
Peter, there's no risk.
Oh, yeah? Who are you kidding?
U.S. citizens...
Look, supposing I brought my family over with me.
Your daughter's at school, Peter. U.S. citizens are never stopped, especially if they're with an embassy official and I'd fly out with you.
No, no way. Why should I risk all that for a communist terrorist? I don't like communists. I don't like terrorists. What's the CIA doing with a communist terrorist?
We fought the fascists with them in the Second World War.
No, 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 no. Got it? No.
Jack, hold Katie a minute. Peter, can I talk to you alone a minute?
Yeah, okay.
Come onto the landing. Peter, you know me better than anyone else here.
I don't...
You know the mess I've made of things in the past. But this time I want to do something worthwhile. Please help us, Peter.
Why didn't they ask me?
Please!
Nate, Sergeant Morgan's out there, hiding in a doorway, feeding his face. We've got to go.
Shit.
I don't know how the hell he found us. We'll go the way we came, out the back.
Alex.
I'll be all right. Martha works for me, remember? I'll stay until the morning. Jack will slip away later. Go on! Go! Peter.
Okay. I don't know. Let me sleep on it.
Good. Come on.
I don't see Alex as a mother. I think when the novelty wears off, she'll be running home to Daddy again.
Well, maybe, but I wouldn't bank on it. There's more to her than most people realize. Did you know her mother was killed in a street protest just after the coup? Mowed down by machine gun fire. Alex saw the body brought back, covered in blood. She was only 8.
She never told me.
Well, I only found out by reading the CIA file on it. Something she never talks about, kind of blanks it out, I guess. After that, her father just withdrew into himself, lived for nothing except his work. Alex got left alone a lot.
All the CIA operations I ever read about were against left-wing governments, never against right-wing ones.
You're out of date, Pete. Oh, another army roadblock. You keep quiet.
Where have you come from?
Do I have to go through all this again?
Just tell me where you've come from, sir.
Brixton.
Where are you going?
Home. Mayfair.
What was your business in Brixton?
You're getting on my nerves, soldier.
Sit out.
Oh, Christ.
Keep your hands inside. Don't make any sudden movements. Hands on top of your head.
Oh.
Over to the troop carrier. Move.
Don't worry, Pete. It'll
Keep quiet. Move! Taffy, mind this shop.
Right off. Corporal Jones, to your right.
Oh, God.
Your friend doesn't know when to keep his mouth shut, does he?
He's a bit tired.
Well, we're all that, aren't we? Dear, we're all that. We're all that. Here come the poppies.
On your way, soldier. Go and join your friend.
All right, yes. Righto. We're all a bit tired.
What do you want?
We want you. Sonny Jim, what'd you get?
Why? What have I done?
Do as you're told, Sonny Jim. Without any fuss.
Out!
Just tell me what... This isn't the decadent United States here, Sonny Jim. We don't tolerate criminals or junkies. No riffraff, no scum. This is Britain, mate. Not a cesspit pit.
And we intend to keep it clean. As God intended.
You're lucky. Sonny Jim. You've been given another warning. So you go home and stop being a naughty boy. Or else you might disappear. You don't want that, do you?
Jake! Pete, what happened, Pete? What happened?
Poppies.
Bastards. Come on. Come on, Pete.
In the car.
Come on, let's get you home. Easy, easy. Easy. Come on. Easy. There you go.
Do you want a hand up to your room?
No, thanks. I could make it. Jazz.
Yeah?
I'll do it.
You mean help Jack and Alex?
Yeah.
That's great. I knew you would.
Anything to get.
get back at those bastards.
That's my boy. Okay, I'll need to talk to you. Phone me in the morning at the embassy at 11 and use a payphone.
Okay. See you.
Be careful.
Good evening, Mr. Dawson. Or should I say good morning?
Bird, what the hell are you doing here?
Waiting to see you.
You got a nerve. Why did you leave me alone? Have you done enough for one day?
You've had another beating.
Yes, I've had another beating.
It's nothing to do with me, Mr. Dawson. I don't have any authority over pop officers.
What are you doing in my room?
I know you visited a house in Brixton tonight.
Of course you do.
Why?
That's my business.
Who did you meet?
That's still my business.
You're taking a lot of risks for someone who thinks he's in a police state, Mr. Dawson. Does the name Jack Maloney mean anything to you? Did you meet him in Brixton?
No.
I've tried to warn you, Mr. Dawson.
Yeah, I can still feel the boots.
Go home. And don't get involved. Jack Maloney likes to pretend he's a romantic revolutionary, a sort of latter-day Che Guevara. He isn't. Very little of the proceeds of his robberies find their way into the underground opposition movement. He's a common criminal.
You would say that, wouldn't you? It's easy to be a criminal in Britain. All you have to do is join an opposition party.
I warn you. Helping the enemies of the state is treason. It's Jack Maloney I want, not you. I'm trying to help.
Oh, don't insult my intelligence. I know the technique. The heavies beat me up, then you come in and try the father figure bit. Except that you've blown it.
Oh, you stubborn fool.
Would you look after this suitcase for me, please? I'll be calling back for it later.
Of course, sir. No problem.
Oh,
thank you very much, sir. Have a nice day.
Thank you.
Hell. Hello. Bravo Delta 3 to Pitt. Sorry. Bravo Delta 3, Sergeant Morgan. Suspect is climbing into a taxi. He's moving off towards Icon Corner. I'm following. Just about. Hello. Bravo Delta 3. I'm in Knightsbridge. Suspect has stopped outside Harrods. He's paying the driver. He's going into Harrods. I'm following. I'll take the personal radio.
Bravo Delta 3. He's heading to the back of the shop. Walking quite fast. Seems to know where he's going. He's going out again. He's going out the back. Damn. He's getting into a taxi. I'll get the next one. Let the expenses run to it. Excuse me.
Really?
Sorry. Please, follow that taxi.
You're joking.
Bravo Delta 3. Leaving Hyde Park Corner again, turning into Piccadilly. Turning left into Old Park Lane. He's going back to his hotel. What's he playing at? He's stopping at the rear of the hotel, outside the staff entrance. Stop! No, drive past. Slow. Stop after him.
Might be a mind up.
It's a setup. He's trying to lose me. Not going to the boil.
He's paying the driver. He's going inside. He's going into the staff entrance.
Right.
Oi! What? Where do you think you're going? What is better than fair?
Hey, who are you?
Hey!
Police! You're not going to lose me, Boyle!
My suitcase, please.
Oh, that didn't take long, sir.
No, not long. Here.
Oh, thank you again, sir.
Bravo, Delta 3. He's gone out the front again. He's getting into a white BMW, driven by someone else. I can't see who.
Okay?
Yeah, I think I lost him.
Good.
Registration, Bravo Juliet Victor, 943 Tango. I'll try to get another taxi. Taxi! Police, follow that white BMW.
I want to have a word with you.
Oh, God.
Going to Brixton, to Martha's house?
No, Alex took Katie with her to Jack's hideout. She wanted to say a quiet goodbye, you know. We'll pick him up there. It's only a short run to the airport. We'll have plenty of time. The flight doesn't go till 6. Yeah? Huh? Okay.
What was that?
Nothing, just business. Embassy business.
Bravo Delta 3, we've just turned west onto the M25.
Holdup, it's bound.
Oh, hello, Chief.
I'm closing in, so keep well back. Don't let them see you.
No, I don't think they know I'm here. We're keeping well back.
We're being followed.
What? How can we be? Not after all that.
There's a black taxi behind.
Oh, there's black taxis all over the place.
This one's been stuck there for too long. Must be going flat out.
Put your foot down. Lose him.
I've got a better idea. We're going to turn off soon. Now, a nice quiet road. Nobody around. Just right. See that sharp bend ahead? As soon as we get around it, hang on. Because I'm going to slam on the brakes and go into reverse.
What?
Chaz, no!
Hold on!
Chaz! You've killed him!
Maybe, but I doubt it.
Why, for God's sake, why?
We can't afford to take chances this time. I want to know they're not following us.
They'll trace your license number.
It's rented under a false name.
I'll be free in a moment. Get after them. They've only just gone. Go on. Don't lose them. Go.
God, what's this place?
It's an old country house. Once. Due for demolition.
Looks like they started. It's falling apart.
Good hideout.
It's been beautiful once.
Yeah. It's all gone on us, will it? There's not much ceiling left.
Follow me. Be close to the wall.
What?
It's okay.
You think so? I can see sky, Jess.
I told you. Keep to the wall.
Yeah. Alex is here. And Katie?
Yeah.
God, that's the first door I see on its hinges.
After you.
Put your hands on your head.
What?
Put your hands on your head. Do it, Peter, or I'll shoot.
Jack? Jack Maloney? What's going on?
Nothing at all for you if you don't get your hands on your head. Don't make a mistake. I'll kill you if I have to.
Okay, okay. What's this all about? Where's Alex and Katie?
At Heathrow, waiting for me.
Waiting for you? What do you mean?
Oh, you're slow, aren't you? Alex looks like your wife. Katie looks like your daughter. And I look like you. I've trimmed my moustache to match yours. And what do you think of the clothes?
You bastard.
Yes, aren't I? Now throw your passport on the floor. In front of me. Now. Well, do it! And when we get to the States, I'll phone the police. They'll come and let you out. You'll be all right. Good. Now, that's better. And you'll be quite comfortable. Have a look round you. Everything's quite genuine. Well, this chair's a real Chippendale. The carpet's Persian. Oh, I'm afraid the paintings are a bit nondescript, but it does give an impression of what the house used to be like. Don't you think, eh? Oh, of course. You'll have to be handcuffed.
But why? Why do it this way? You won't get away with it. What about Chaz? You'll have the CIA on your back.
The CIA won't know anything about it.
Well, of course they'll know. Chaz?
I'm sorry, Pete.
What?
I'm sorry. I'm not agency. I never have been.
I don't understand. What's going on?
Little boys.
What?
Little boys. Chaz likes little boys. Too much time spent in the Middle East.
What are you talking about?
He was going to ruin my career, Pete. I'm sorry.
You bastard.
Oh, two of us. Well, well.
So you lied about the CIA. You lied to get me over from the States to save your career, just to provide him with a doppelganger family. You're damn lucky you knew one, aren't you? Three people to match up. You set me up, Chaz. You're risking my life.
I'm sorry, Pete.
Peter! Little boys. And for a commie. I don't believe it.
Yes, it is difficult to believe, isn't it? Gun on the floor, Maloney, on top of the passport. Don't try it. I'm aiming straight at your chest. You'd be dead before you could pull the trigger. You too, Mr. Wagner.
He hasn't got a gun.
Oh, yes, he has. Come on, Mr. Wagner. Shoulder holster, fingertips, if you please.
Chad?
Okay.
That's better. Pick up the guns, Mr. Dawson, please. You see, you're right not to believe it, Mr. Dawson, because none of it's true. Chaz Wagner is a CIA agent. Imagine what he told you in the first place was closer to the truth. The whole thing is a CIA plot. They want to get an undercover agent into the communist underground in the States, so they're acting out a scenario to give him a good cover.
He's talking crap, Pete.
Well, haven't you thought there have been too many coincidences all along? You bump into Alex, she looks like your wife, Katie looks like your daughter, and Jack looks just like you. And Chaz just happens to know a family that exactly fits.
Shut up, Bird.
Oh, it's too much. The CIA found you. That's much more believable, isn't it? They found a lookalike family and put an agent in the field who had a personal contact. Chaz.
You're a fool, Bird. You're digging your graves.
Then where does Jack come from?
Oh, Pops in the pay of Lord Gort. Wants a nuclear defense contract from Lord Cregan. On Gort's instructions, Pop was already trying to hatch a scheme to discredit Cregan. Well, they'd caught Jack in the last Brixton riots, and they knew all about his relationship with Alex, but on its own, that wasn't enough to damage someone as powerful as Alex's father. Then they received the CIA request to find a tame communist to use as the undercover agent. Oh, it was heaven sent. That was the only real coincidence. Pop realized they could kill two birds with one stone if they could inflate Jack's importance, give it out that he was a really dangerous communist terrorist. Then they pleased the CIA and pleased Gort by destroying Cregan through his daughter. Cregan would become a security risk.
That's all fiction. Don't believe him, Pete. Why wouldn't the firm put in one of their own agents?
Well, they've tried it before. The cover's always been blown. Now, Jack's got a violent reputation. Pop put him on their most wanted list. He's always pretended to be a communist, part of his romantic self-image. If he slips out of the country taking Lord Cregan's daughter with him, there'd be big publicity, security worries, sex.
It'll be a good story and a very convincing cover. It may just work.
None of it's true, Pete. Come on. You got two guns in your hands. Do something.
Don't listen, Mr. Dawson.
What is the truth then, Chaz?
What I said.
Give the guns to me, Mr. Dawson.
Hell, Pete. He's trying to sweet talk you.
Peter, he arranged all the attacks on you. He's hand in glove with the poppies. He was around every time, wasn't he? Every time it looked as if you weren't going to play ball, he had you beaten up, courtesy of the United States government.
That's right.
He knew you were stubborn. He knew what effect that would have.
He's lying, Pete. Look out! Get out! Okay. Don't move, Pete. Well done, Jack.
Dummy grenade. Works every time.
Get on your feet.
Leave him alone. He's hurt.
It won't hurt him at all in a minute.
Shut up, Jack.
What does he mean?
Don't you see? I was trying to save your life. You were meant to corroborate the story, you stupid son of a bitch. If you'd swallowed it, we could have let you go. You were meant to go to the papers and blab about me and little boys and Jack being a nasty communist and using blackmail and taking Cregan's daughter with him. It would have been a beautiful cover. But as soon as Bird here poked his nose in and you knew the agency was running things, you were never meant to know. It's a war, Pete. It's them or us.
Are you going to kill us, Jazz?
Get moving.
Where to?
Out. Go on and pick that up.
He needs a doctor.
He won't be needing any doctor.
You keep your mouth shut.
Now, look,
no,
you.
No, you look. I don't like you. You're a pain in the ass. Now, this is a CIA operation. You do what you're told or God help me, I'll blow your cover wide open when this is over. I said, pick him up, Pete.
What are you going to do to us, Chaz?
Just move it. Go on, move it.
I'm sorry. Well, it's not your fault.
Why the hell didn't you tell me in the first place? Why didn't you tell me on the plane before we landed?
I couldn't interfere with a pop operation. That's an offense against the state.
Oh, for God's sake.
Don't understand. I have to walk a tightrope. The poppies wear the boots these days. Met officers have to wear kid gloves. It's Jack Maloney I was after.
Suppose they fall off the tightrope and Pop puts the boot in.
People in power like criminals to be caught. They upset the established order. They're good at their job.
Towards the back. Quit talking.
Here's the fourth position. It works. Nothing's perfect.
Maloney, get on that motorbike and move. You'll have to go on your own. I'll finish this off here.
What about immigration control?
I'll catch up with you before you have to go through. Now, go on. Alex and Katie, you'll be wondering what's happened.
What about his suitcase?
It's around the front in the car where I said it would be.
Don't get your knickers in a twist.
Just move it, will you?
Okay, okay.
And so help me, Maloney. If you let us down, I'll kill you.
Okay.
Does Alex know you're coming instead of me?
No.
Won't she want to know why?
Maybe. She won't do anything.
Oh, she gets bored quickly. Within a month or two, she'll want to come back to Britain.
So what? All I want is to get Katie over to the States.
You dirty bastard!
Watch it, Pete!
Ding dong dell, Dawson. Pussy's down the well.
What's he talking about?
Get going, Maloney!
So long. Ding dong dell. Pussy's down the well.
Shove it, Maloney! And keep your speed down! Okay, you two. Now move over here. Come on, move!
Oh, no.
Hey, Chaz, you can't.
I'll phone the police in a couple of days. They'll come and get you out.
How do we get down? I can't see to the bottom. We break our necks.
He's lying, Peter. He needs us dead.
Shut up, Bird! Now, jump. Both of you.
Don't, Peter. He doesn't want bullets in the bodies. He wants it to look like an accident.
Ah! I told you to shut up!
No!
It's my turn now.
I'm sorry, Peter.
That's murder, Jazz.
I've got no choice.
Everyone's got a choice.
Drop your gun.
Morgan.
Drop it, Wagner. Drop it. Please.
Do you see what this is? If you...
Morgan, he's got a grenade! Jazz, look out!
Oh my God.
sorry, I can't explain now. I'm at the airport. Yeah, I'll be at home tonight. Don't worry, I'm okay. I love you. Give Susie a hug. Yes, I love you.
All right?
Yeah, thanks.
I'll see you through. That grenade. You know he'd have chucked it in after you. Better do.
Yeah. Now what'll happen now?
Oh, the CIA will deny everything, won't it?
What about Katie?
Oh, she'll probably be snapped up by one of the pop adoption agencies. There's a big demand.
My God. Alex?
I expect she'll be sent to a detention center. Her father will lose the nuclear defense contract. Too big a security risk.
Jesus.
Don't waste your sympathy. She's better off than Jack. He'll be hanged. They'll get what they deserve.
We all do, don't we? We all do.
In Poppies by George Terry, Peter Marinka was Peter Dawson, Blaine Fairman, Chas Wagner, and Terry Malloy, Chief Superintendent Bird. Alex Cregan was Jane Dowell, Jack Maloney, John Dixon, Lord Cregan, Edwin Richfield, and Sergeant Morgan, Jeff Searle. Martha was Carmen Munro, Katie, Kate Nicklow, officers, soldiers, and party guests, Kim Durham, Tim Killick, Graham Padden, and David Vann. And the women at the party, Gillian Goodman, Hedley Nicklow, and Judith Pearson. Poppies was directed in Peveril Mill by Vanessa Whitburn.